Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. What would you think has been one of the major challenges for the Louisville hosts of the National FFA Convention to improve upon from last year to this? Yes, housing is one. Transporting tens of thousands from event to event was another. But last year, right away, something else came up.
We had over 63,000 young people all using cell phones for texting, talking, tweeting, you name it, Facebooking at one time. And our facility, our campus there, had never experienced something of that magnitude.
Linda Edwards is vice president of the Kentucky International Convention Center and also has responsibilities for the FFA events at the Kentucky Exposition Center. She says the whole management team went to work immediately to figure out how best to resolve that challenge. As the 2014 convention is set to open next Wednesday, they feel fairly comfortable.
So we have worked with a company called TPI, and they are going to install a temporary DAS system, which is a distributed antenna system, on the campus of the Expo Center. And it's a temporary for FFA. However, we are moving in the direction to have that as a permanent installation after FFA.
More on the preparation for next week's National FFA Convention in Louisville in a minute. We'll be right back.
This looks good. I think I'll try it. Now I need a package of beef. Oh, Kentucky Proud's on the label. I wonder if a Kentucky farmer really raised it.
We are the Bach family from Bath County, Kentucky.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I feel I'm really blessed to be able to work with my family.
We try to do the best job that we can so that the consumer is satisfied.
It's a good life. Kentucky farm families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Linda Edwards with the Kentucky International Convention Center and a coordinator of next week's National FFA Convention says volunteers from near and far have stepped right up, and the demand for their time puts everyone to good use.
You're looking at over 4,000 to 5,000 volunteers to implement a convention of this nature.
She described just one operation, connecting buses, drivers, and FFA kids, getting them into various communities in the region to do service projects.
For example, on a day of service, they will send over 200 buses out into the community doing days of service. So finding a way to load those buses and get them out of our campus in a very timely manner is something that takes a lot as well, as you can imagine.
We'll have a more detailed preview report early next week as some 60,000 Blue Jackets head for Louisville. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.